This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Markets have been up and away. We had another breakout session with the Nifty climbing past the milestone levels of 17,500. You know, we've been gaining despite global cues remaining a tad bit muted, climbing all the walls of worry. And, you know, this has actually been a very, very good run for our markets. This morning, Wall Street cues are actually positive. The S&P 500 was up 0.9%. The street will track the jobless claims data, which will be out later today. The only worry in the macros is Brent crude continues to remain on the boil and now above that $75 per barrel mark. For our own markets, the FI and DII were buyers in the cash market. FIs bought 232 crore, DIIs bought 168 crore, though the FI buying, which is closer to the 1500 mark for the last few sessions, has tempered a bit, which is, you know, as I said, today it was 232 crore. Today you've got the weekly options expiry. Ahead of that, the FIs bought 1347 crore. We've got the finance minister briefing at 5 p.m., so that's going to be, you know, tracked very closely. Keep your eye on telecom names. Yesterday, Bharti saw, you know, a turnover of more than 4,000 crore rupees on NSA, and you know, you could continue to see a rally perhaps on names like Vodafone Idea, because the cash flow relief, which is estimated for Vodafone Idea, is quite substantial at close to 23,000-24,000 crore rupees on an annual basis. So telecom stocks will continue to remain in focus. Keep your eye out on oil marketing companies as well as paint companies, because crude prices risen above $75 per barrel. Auto companies, because of the PLI, which was approved for vehicles, components and drones, the total outlay is close to 26,000 crore rupees. Hindustan Copper, there is an offer for sale by the government for 5% stake at a floor price of 116 rupees. They have an option to sell another 5% stake. The offer for sale will take place today as well as tomorrow. SGX Nifty, for starters, is suggesting a mildly positive start. Hope you have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.